Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
We ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is Wednesday, 4:40. Our guy, B. Scott, Brandon Scott, is with us for his Texans report. We were hearing our guy earlier as the media met with D'Amico and C.J. Stroud. So he was there talking to the people. And this is one of those games, teams that in the D'Amico era, they have not, especially in terms of winning, had a lot of success. This is the team that ended their season last year. It seems like maybe they were trying to downplay it. Do you get a feel like this is a game that this team and the players on this team have been circling, have wanted, and are there's a little something extra to this game when you saw them this week?
Yeah, they did the same thing when they were going to play Baltimore earlier in the season, right? And that was a different circumstance early in the season. Baltimore was banged up. Not as much really on the line, other than the fact that they had, you know, they were struggling and hadn't really done anything at that point. But now we're talking about going into the postseason, trying to secure your postseason fate. And there are a handful of teams in front of you or that could keep you from doing that. And the Chiefs probably got to be the best one despite their record, right? Like, you think of all their opponents, they just beat the Colts, who they play again. The next best team that they play other than the Chiefs is going to be the Chargers. And despite records, who do you trust more? Who scares you more? What bothers you more? Going to Kansas City and facing Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in that outfit, or Justin Herbert and the Chargers going to L.A.? So, like, this is your toughest opponent left. And it's the one, as you describe it, the one that's kind of had your number the last couple of times that you've seen them. So, yeah, no, I get a sense that it's just a lot of down. And remember, after they beat the Ravens, they did talk about how it was good to sort of get that monkey off their back. I'm paraphrasing here, but they did express those sentiments once they won the game. Didn't want to let you see too much of that before the game, but definitely showed that after the game. And I think it'll be a similar thing here if they're able to go out there and win this game.
B. Scott, we talked about it a little earlier. There's a 76% chance that the Texans make the playoffs if they win this game. And that's obviously the number that matters and all that matters. You just find a way to win it. But I think, to me, as I look at the schedule, not only is going to Kansas City, I think, the toughest, most dangerous game left on the schedule, but I think when you look specifically at how the Texans want to play ball and you look at how they're comfortable in a close game and you look at how they appear to be okay playing towards having a lead in the fourth quarter, a one-score lead in the fourth quarter with their defense on the field. Not only is this the best team, I think this is the most dangerous team relative to how you want to play. I know the Texans are confident in who they are. I know they feel like they got speed. I know they feel like they can pass rush. But do you really want to be, and can you really accomplish and survive and get a dub with Pat Mahomes on the other side of the ball playing in a fourth quarter in a one-score game. I think that test is going to be major, and if you pass it in that fashion, boy, what a statement win that would be.
Yeah, man, and it's also the best, and this goes without saying because you know who these guys are. They're football famous, but it's the best combination of all of the key spots for a football team. When you think about head coach and play caller, quarterback, and even on the defensive side, defensive play caller, right? They talked a lot about that. Was the theme of the press conference today, both with D'Amico, and he was asked about it. D'Amico, to be fair, they were asked about Spags, but even with CJ Stroud, when they asked him the question about, hey, what can you learn from your previous matchups against the Chiefs? And the first thing he mentions is, well, that Spags is really good, you know, that he's a really good coordinator. So I think that from that standpoint too, like if your formula works against the best head coach, defensive coordinator, quarterback combination, now that's a weird maybe, you know, threesome to make there. But if it can work against that, then you got to feel good about it against everything else that you got up against you.
B. Scott in the building, I just say a lot of teams' formulas have been working against that team.
Fair enough.
This year, let's just be
fair enough.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens in this game coming up. Woody Marks, Clint, has been talking about that. He shows up on the injury report and doesn't practice today. Is he somebody to you, if he isn't able to go or he's hampered, does this change a lot of the offense and change what Nick Caley's going to have to do?
Yeah, I think it changes the off. I think what Nick Caley is going to have to do and what he's going to do is going to end up being relatively the same regardless of Woody Marks. It's just not going to look the same. And we're not going to like it the same, right? That's just the fact of the matter, right? If you make it Chubb and Agumba Wale as opposed to Marks and Chubb, that just changes the entire dynamic, right? So, like, I think they're going to try to do the same things if Woody either can't go or he's hampered or limited or whatever the case may be. But it's just not going to be as good. I like Nick Chubb, just to be clear. Like, I don't mind if, like, say you had a better third back. Or you know what I mean? If you just had a little bit more depth there. It's not as much of a Nick Chubb problem as much as it would be, hey, Woody Marks is special, but then also your depth is hurt because it's like Nick Chubb and then what else? Agumba Wale. You know, that's just a totally different dynamic. No disrespect to Dario Agumba Wale, but, I mean, that's just what it is. So I think the game plan would be the same, but you would definitely miss the one guy that has stood out in that room, which is Woody Marks.
Yeah, I mean, what we're talking about here is a guy that's had over 70% of the snaps. I'm about a guy that's getting 18, maybe in a game like this, even 20 carries in a game kind of deal. So he's carrying a big load, and it seems to get bigger the more important that the games get. And so I'm not as worried about him playing injured. I'm not necessarily worried about, hey, man, we got to – because of the foot, maybe we want to lessen his workload, kind of deal. I'm fine with that. I'm with you. I'm worried about, man, if this guy gets to a point. This is a foot for a running back. If he gets to a point where he can't go, boy, that it just takes the winds out of your sails of a guy that could get slippery on a third and short or fourth and short.
Yeah,
you know, a guy that could catch a ball in the backfield and give you 25 or 30 easily. That's a big blow to this offense. I like what Higgins is doing. I like what a lot of these guys are doing, but we lack explosion across the board.
You lack explosion, and particular to the offense and how critical it is. Like, it is important for this offense to be, like, they can't not be a one-dimensional offense. It just can't be. They need to play complementary football, not just all the way around as a team, but specifically as an offense as a whole. So, like, you think about the things that have made them better over the last several weeks, over this four-game winning streak or whatever it is. It's the fact that they have, even when they haven't necessarily run it well, they've been able to do it at least consistently enough to commit to it and feel confident in it. It's got, a mix to do with their new offensive line combination, but also the fact that Woody Marks has ascended as that lead back. Like, these things are working hand in hand. It's not like a coincidence. It's part of the progression of the offense. If they can lean on Woody Marks, then Nick Chubb could just be a secondary running back. So now they got a legitimate rush attack. You eliminate that, you take that away, and now we're almost back to square one with this offense not really having a whole lot going. Because like you said, they don't have a whole lot of explosion. They're starting to at least show that brute force that they talked about wanting to show from the beginning. But, you know, if you don't have your best back, that's going to be difficult.
Brandon, do you get a sense that this is a game that C.J. Stroud has to go and make plays in? Like, for them to win this game against this team, against that quarterback, is this a game where you're like, all right, we need our quarterback to go in there, not match Mahomes or match whatever, but make plays in this game for them to win?
Yeah, I heard y'all having this discussion earlier. I do think that it is important for CJ. Like, I don't think he has to go in there thinking that, like, I got to go in there and make plays. But the fact is he does have to make plays. Like, I think that part is unavoidable. I think he can go in there with the mindset of, hey, I'm going to manage the game. I'm going to take care of the football. We are going to make it a priority to possess the football. I'm going to take what the defense gives me. But at the same time, knowing and having the confidence that, hey, when a play is there, that bootleg to was it to Stover? Like a play like that. Yep. I'm going to be ready and willing to make that play when it's there. Or like Clint was talking about, if the game dictates it, if the Chiefs get out to a 14-0 lead, hey, you know, we don't feel like we got a quarterback. I don't feel like I'm a quarterback if I'm C.J. Stroud, who can't get us back in the game. So I think you got to have that mentality. But the way that they approach the game is going to be the way we've seen it, right? Like, ball control, run the football, play keep. I think a lot of what they have done is play keep away from the opposing quarterback, from the opposing offense. I don't think that this game is going to be much different.
No, don't talk yet, Clint. Let me ask you something. How many times you play Peyton Manning?
Twice.
You played Manning. Tom Brady wasn't really Tom Brady when you played him at Michigan. He was good, but he's not what we think. You didn't go into that game thinking, in those, like, those Peyton Manning games, all right, this feels a little different.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Than me playing Quincy Carter or whoever else you.
But,
I don't mean to
before you answer,
up.
Clint.
But you didn't go into thinking, all right, I've got it. Like, this is a game I got to make some plays.
Before you even answer, can I just say that to me, because I know that's been your position, Ron, that to me feels like overthinking it. Like, it's a fine thing to talk about, but for him to go in there and be like, man, it's Mahomes on the other side. It's the Chiefs. It's Peyton Manning.
I think so-and-so.
I got to make a play. That feels like overthinking the game to me.
Sure, I guess. I think athletes do that. Like, I think right now, when the Rockets play the Nuggets, I think Jokic is, or I think... Shingun is thinking to himself a little different, like, all right, hey, this is a game I got to pick it up a little bit. I got to pick it up a little bit different than I'm playing Nurkic like he played the Jazz. And I do think there are offenses and quarterbacks. And hell, I'll just let the guy answer because he's looked it more than us. But I do think there are sometimes you look over there and you're like, all right, hey, man, I don't think 17 is going to get it today. Or I don't think 14 is going to get it today. I got to make some – I'm not talking about I'm throwing all kind of pressure on myself. To, But, like, hey, I don't know if I can be as conservative this week as if I'm facing Cam Ward and the Titans. That's what I'm saying. So when you went into those games against teams like Peyton Manning, not in your mind did you think, all right, we've got to be a little bit more aggressive in this game. We got to put more points up.
No, I didn't. I mean, maybe I wasn't good enough to do that. I don't know. I didn't. I mean, I just my focus.
I meant about the good enough.
But I mean, my focus wholeheartedly was always on execute this offense, our offense, stay within our offense. If the big play presents itself, hell yeah, I'm gonna take it over the top. I never played scared. Some of the stuff that we talk about. Now, that may be why I got a career 50-some-odd completion percentage or something, but it's, I mean, I never played scared, but there's, you know, there's some truth to what you hear and you know, about this offense and about C.J. Stroud, I'm cut from the cloth of, hey, man, this isn't about being a playmaker. This isn't about how many great plays you can make. I wholeheartedly believe in, if you're going to win championships, and this offense emphasizes it majorly, by the way, I wholeheartedly believe in it's about how few mistakes you make and not about how many great plays you make.
But see, I also think that the defense, the Texans defense, is an important caveat in this discussion.
Absolutely.
Because that's where it's different. It's like, hey, if I have a defense like this, and this is where it might be different in Clint's situation or in some of those other situations that you mentioned in basketball, like, hey, I've got this other complementary piece that dictates that I don't necessarily have to do that, or at the very least, yeah, I can wait until proven otherwise, until they bust this defense's ass, until they actually show me that I got to show them, I'm going to go with the game plan and think of it kind of along the lines of the way it's been going.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.